I'm not biased at all, but our grandson is the most handsome and smartest baby in the history of babies. But he has no sense of time and space. When we're playing on the floor, I can slip around the corner for just a second and then peek back around to see a little frown on his face, then dissolve into a beaming smile as if he's saying, "Wow, where did you come from? I thought you were gone forever." Well, I know that little frown. It's probably the same expression on my face when I think I've been left alone, only to realize then that God is still peeking around the corner. The theme of this meditation from Proverbs chapter 18 is about being in the presence of God, discovering that not only is God close during your temptations and testing, but he in fact never leaves your side, not even for a second. So to begin, whether at dawn or dusk or moments in between, allow the next 15 minutes to be a divine sanctuary to encounter the presence of God, a holy moment to be reminded that he is always present. Allow your breathing to become peaceful and your eyes to close, and just settle deeper into wherever you are as you start to center on this holy place, this time of surrender, and just a few moments of silent reflection, believing in the presence of the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Continue on in this time of awareness by listening and then joining in this responsive prayer from Proverbs chapter 12. And as I lead us, respond, "Lord God, guide me into your presence. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word." Worry weighs a person down. An encouraging word cheers a person up. So Lord God, guide me into your presence. The godly give good advice to their friends, but the wicked leave them astray. So Lord God, guide me into your presence. Lazy people don't even cook the game they catch, but the diligent make use of everything they find. So Lord God, guide me into your presence. Within this time of continued stillness, move without effort into a deeper awareness of God. Spend a few more moments now receiving the divine presence as the Holy Spirit prepares your heart to encounter the care offered by God. What emotions begin to rise to the surface? Did any feelings of isolation keep you from resting in the presence of God? Well, take a moment to face those emotions. Be still as you become filled now with the truth that by God's grace, you have full access to God. You have life because of God's grace. You have life by faith in Christ. So take a moment to whisper that prayer once more. Lord God, guide me into your presence. It is not by our works and good deeds that we're saved. It is by God's grace alone, through faith in Christ alone. So center on the truth of His grace and mercy. No matter what you do, God is near. Your thoughts may wander as your mind becomes crowded. That's human, but don't judge yourself for that. Rather, let the awareness of isolation be a reminder to peek around the corner and be greeted by the presence of God who never leaves you. Whisper, Lord God, guide me into your presence, and allow the words to become your centering prayer. Center too on your breathing. Take several deep belly breaths in through your nose. Just hold it for a moment and then slowly release it through your mouth. Center on the gift of each breath you take. Center on the presence of God in each breath. Even as you center on the presence of God, you may still feel distant at times. Remember, those aren't thoughts of God, so allow them to drift by without effort. As you center back on your breathing and whispering the words, Lord God, guide me once more into your presence. For this next minute, be mindful of your breathing once more and being known by God. In this minute, be aware of breathing in the pneuma, the very spirit and the essence of God. Now encounter and know God even deeper as you listen to this passage, the first of three readings. Be satisfied with the divine care as you listen to Proverbs chapter 18, verses 1 and 2 from the English Standard Version. Whoever isolates himself seeks his own desire. He breaks out against all sound judgment. A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion. What in that passage spoke to your heart? Well, listen once more from God's holy word. Whoever isolates himself seeks his own desire. He breaks out against all sound judgment. A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion. What words from this passage are still ringing true in your mind? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to settle even deeper into an appreciation for the consistent presence of God. Thank you. Listen once more, but consider it now from the New American Standard Bible. He who separates himself seeks his own desire. He quarrels against all sound wisdom. A fool does not delight in understanding, but only in revealing his own mind. What were you thinking as you listened to these words? We'll spend a minute to allow any thoughts of personal isolation or self-desire to simply drift on along. Replace them with an awareness of the wisdom and the eternal presence of God. In this third reading, let the words guide you to a deeper reflection as you listen once more, now from the Common English Bible. Unfriendly people look out for themselves. They bicker with sensible people. And fools find no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing their own opinion. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What emotions did you feel that you want to express to God now? We'll spend a minute now in prayer, accepting the presence of the Father, the existence of the Son, and the tending of the Holy Spirit. Accept their company. Resting with your eyes closed in imaginative contemplation, be an Israelite reading the words from the prophet Jeremiah. Call upon me and come pray to me and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. Yes, you will find me. As an Israelite, you have been held captive, separated from your homeland for 70 years. I'm sure it feels like 170 years. The trials, the testing, the temptations, all must feel overwhelming at times, even more crushing in isolation. But then these words come to you, words from God whispered into your ear. I promise to bring you back. I promise to give you hope. I promise I will hear and listen. I promise you will find me. How do the words feel to you? As you read the words on the parchment paper, it must become stained with your tears. Your voice shaking with hope as you whisper, Lord God, guide me into your presence. For this next minute, rest here in his arms as your isolation dissolves. Thank you. As you close your time, return once more to your breathing, a soft whispered breath of meditation. Lord God, guide me into your presence. And be mindful too of those you meet along the path that may feel alone and isolated. How can you reach out to them? How can you show mercy to them as God uses you to remind them of His presence? Now accept this closing benediction as a reminder to not isolate yourself from God. Fight against seeking your own heart or taking pleasure in your own understanding. Instead, may you align with Christ, know the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the presence of God. And Lord, by your mercy, hear this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.